Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, agricultural growing conditions are widely varied across South Carolina due to flood and drought. Mr. Weathers, tell us more about some of the programs that are available for farmers.
Well, I've told people that where the flood line stopped, I think the drought line started, and that's making light of it, but that's pretty accurate. Upstate South Carolina has had one of the driest first 9 months of the year in over a century. And whereas we know what's happened toward the coast and the PD area, a couple of weeks ago I went up and just visited with farmers in Lawrence County just to see firsthand just how bad it was. Just to be that dry for that long certainly is a hardship on them. Through a lot of efforts, we were able to get those counties added to the drought designation, so that should open up some opportunities.
Hay for the winter for livestock, particularly for livestock in the upstate, has become something of a concern.
That's right. Farmers up there were showing me that they were putting out hay already, and this is when they should be gathering the last of their hay, but just with no growth, there was no other options. What we have as a way of a service for the farmers is a hay exchange that we post on our website, and it just gives names of sellers, names of buyers that folks can go to and know that we've vetted these folks to some extent and it would be a reliable supplier. It's also in the market bulletin, which a lot of people count on. So we're very happy to do that. Can't control the price, obviously, but at least we can put these folks together.
Absolutely. Now, several counties have been designated disaster areas by the Secretary of Agriculture, and that makes them eligible for some programs.
Yeah, really, if you look at the corner of the state bounded by I-20, and then you come in and sort of cut across Newberry County over to I-26 and then go up I-26, go to the other side and pick up Spartanburg and Union. That corner of the state has been designated with a drought disaster, and that does open up some programs with USDA through the FSA, and a lot of the farmers know these. One great thing, it opens up the livestock indemnity program, which gives some assistance for feeding those livestock, that some of the hay we were talking about. Also opens up the emergency loan programs, which have their place, but getting that designation was important to do that.
Anything we need to add here, sir?
Well, just that they need to be in touch with their local FSA office, which farmers know those things. But now that that hurdle has been crossed, one thing is that they will, I think, in effect, get a retroactive treatment. So the fact that it took a while to get it done, I don't believe will be a hindrance in the final compensation or whatnot under some of these programs. So that's a good thing. You know, we've been down this path before, so farmers, they know where to go, but we just wanted to remind them about the hay service. So we feel for our farmers, both those who are too wet and those who are too dry. So it's just a challenging year.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.